This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today? Santa good to you last yesterday?
Well, yeah. Had a nice, quiet day at home and sat around and listened to the wind blow. Once again, we seem to be having a lot of those days lately, although as we said off the air, it wasn't nothing compared to last Thursday. That was one of the worst days I've seen. But we shall move on. We got Christmas out of the way. And by the way, we want to wish all our listeners a belated Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Yes. I hope everybody had a good Christmas and roll on to the new year.
Mine was interesting. This was the first time with Amanda, with the fiance. So the family kind of, I think she kind of got overwhelmed. She didn't know what to expect on my side of the family. And now tonight, we've got her side of the family, so I don't know what to expect there. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And, of course, the weather could have played havoc yesterday. Right now we're okay, but Southern Illinois, man, they're getting hit hard.
Which, you know, is an interesting thing. Southern Illinois, we used to think of snow in this area north, and any more the last few years it's been from this area south. Snow has hit the Southern Illinois area, and like Mount Vernon now, 6 inches of snow, that's...
Absolutely.
And they're welcome to all of it, I might add.
I'm the same way. We have a good guest this morning. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is our guest. He's going solo, so be on your best behavior.
Did I read your statement right? You said we have a good guest. Is that correct?
Hey, he's wearing a blue note hat. That gave points with the...
Oh, yes, for the hockey season that never was.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, our guest this week from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. It's Mickey Robinson. Mickey, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning, and thank you for having us again. And also belated Merry Christmas and everybody, and also healthy New Year for everybody. And we want the Chamber, Coal Country Chamber, would like to thank our sponsors that's been with us for 8 years on this.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about the Chamber. And I guess now you're in the planning phase for 2013, aren't you?
Well, yes.
See, the Mayan calendar didn't happen, so now you got a plan for 13.
Well,
so
I already planned this thing. My planning starts the day the event is over. When it goes dark, I go home, get a nice sleep, get back up, and start thinking about the next year. And as the as like on a summer concert series, and every Tuesday night in June and July at Bunnell City Park, we take, and when the band's through and before they leave, we kind of get a verbal agreement with them so they know we're thinking if they're coming back.
See, I just learned something about you. You sleep? I thought you're the type of guy that never sleeps. You're always doing something.
Well, if you want to know the truth, no, I don't sleep. I have never slept. I do like Mr. Vaughn did in one of those movies that he said, I'm the best when I get a 15-20 minute cat nap, and that's about what it is, except maybe sometimes it's an hour and a half cat nap.
I think sometimes, Mick, that as people who come to the summer concerts or go to any community where events are held, sometimes we do not realize the amount of work prior to these events has to take place. For instance, you have already probably got 50-75% of your people for the summer concerts in place, and this has to be done because they as performers are busy with other things, so you have to lock them in so they know on such and such a date they're going to be at your place, such and such a date they're going to be somewhere else. And you can't wait till Friday night before the event on Saturday and call them and say, hey, we want you tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, the I learned long time ago, and I mean long time ago, when I was growing up, when I was running the Little League baseball team where I came from in just north of Clayton, Missouri there. We had a small field inside the town there, and we started off with four teams. In 3 years, there were 16 teams playing, and it was just amazing that the kids wanted to play, and we had it there for them. And the thing is that if you don't get your schedule and do things, you know, do it a little by 10. Now, with the bands, like you say, you have to do that. The thing with the band is if you don't get a verbal commitment with them immediately, that's what, because you can't never get them on the phone or anything, because they're never answering the phone. They're always out doing something. That's the way they try to learn real quick. And it's the same thing with the Fall Festival. There's 60% of the events that I had there already booked.
Have you ever had a situation, because you book, and I kind of know this a little bit, had a situation where you booked a band a year in advance and then something happened and the band broke up and you had a date opened up? Have you ever had that situation?
The first few years that happened quite often, but it was when the first of the year I go back and get them January, February, like the first quarter of the year. We get out and make contact, verbal contact with them. We send them a contract. We get everything back from them. We give them some ideas what we want, what to be repaired for, and not necessarily what kind of music, because that's why we bring that thing in there. But we have to make sure they understand if they are playing country western, don't throw rock and roll in there. If you're going to throw rock and roll in there, what you have to do, the middle-aged people that we have heavy concentration of coming, they're there, and they don't want to hear that loud stuff. Mm-hmm. Then when they do, some of them will get up and leave, and the others will get up out from under the pavilion there and go outside on the grass away from it so they don't get blasted with their ears. It can't take that.
Right.
That heart loud sound. It's not that we don't want rock and roll. We just don't want them blasting away like you hear all the time.
And that's some bands kind of overdo it sometimes. Some bands know how to control it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why you discuss it to them constantly. And another thing, the way we do things nowadays, I talk to them a lot. Sometimes I drive some of the newer bands is where you got to work hard on. You got to make sure they understand everything. The ones that have been there for several years are pretty good.
Let's still recap here. We just passed the holiday season. I know since our last conversation, the Coal Country Chamber had several events planned for the holiday season. How did those events go?
First of all, the weatherman cooperated with us this year on the Snack with Santa. We had over 165 kids. It's not a lot, but because every town has a Snack with Santa or a Breakfast with Santa or something like mm-hmm. that. So we concentrate our people in our group. We have quite a bit of them coming in. And you can see the kids, and the smaller they are, the more Santa loves them, and they do very good. And for a couple of bucks, $5 a donation, they get a digit picture, they get a snack, and everything like that. And also, we get the milk from Perry Farm. We have a ticket for the choo-choo train that they ride up to the petting zoo, and they have a ticket to feed the petting zoo animals, the reindeer, the camels, the buffalo, and things like that there. And the kids, and they bring them up on the train from the Santa Claus thing. We drop them there. They take a load back, and then people spend 15, 20 minutes. And if they want to, they'll stay there longer because the kids love it. I mean, they stick their nose in there and everything.
Mm-hmm. That was proof in point how busy you are.
Well, it's
that could have either been city business or chamber business, or wife business.
Chamber business. That was chamber business that day, and what it was. Another thing too, we had over almost 500 people there. That counts the kids and the parents, because the parents love this too.
Right.
And the thing is, We went through 500 pounds of carrots, just short of 500 pounds of carrots. Now, they buy carrots in bulk from a big distributor, and they cut them up into pieces about half of your finger.
Right.
And they give them to the kids, and the reindeer doesn't eat carrots. Now, this one we had this year had no bottom teeth. Now, you wouldn't believe this, but he couldn't. He had to be fed, eat grass and things like that. We had to put food out for him. But the buffalo, they just went through them carrots like crazy. The camels go through them. The kids let them go because they're afraid they're going to snap at them. They ain't got that much room to come through that wire there.
And this was a pretty good year for the Coal Country Chamber. You had the Kelly Miller Circus this year. From all reports that I've received, well attended. The Fall Festival was, again,
overwhelming. Fall Festival just gets better and better, and I don't know what else to do. I always sing, how can I top that? And that takes a long thing to do.
At another day?
No. Well, you know, that's funny you ask that. In the first 5, 6, 7 years, and this will be our 15th year coming up, the vendor said, let's do a second day of it. And I said, well, we'll consider it. So a couple of years into it, we took a survey with the vendors and with the public. The response from the public was very low. They didn't care, which if they had 1 or 2 days.
It's your event. You're going to do what you want to do.
Well, not what I want to do. I would do with what the heavy burden of the people would do. And the vendors wanted to do it. 2 days. I said, well, you know, if you do 2 days, you're going to take your 5, 6, 7,000 people that we get every year. You're going to split that crowd up. You'll get a few more people come that couldn't come on that one day, but most of them will split it up. So you're only going to have 3,000 on the first day and 3,000 on the second day, something like that. Carlinville proven that. They have a bigger crowd on Saturday, but a smaller crowd on Sunday. So the thing is, what you're doing is you're doing double work, double lot of things, and the possibly you're not making any more money. And the vendors, when I say that to them, they understand that. So what actually they do, they see now it's better for 1 day because they go to some other mini events that they have 2 days to it, and they see there's not much difference to it.
And Saturday, Mick, has proved to be a pretty good day for you because Saturday, if you look at the calendar, Saturday is a fairly open day. If you go that extra day and you go into Sunday, then all during the morning of Sunday you're competing with church services and stuff. This way you stay away from all that, and it's been very successful for you. And I think, I know you've got a lot of people to help you, but you have to be proud of what you've done because of the amount of years that this has went on. And as you said, each year it gets a little bigger and a little better. So this is a mark of a successful program, whatever it may be. You've found the key to it, and hopefully you can hang on to that key.
Well, that's what I do. And in some years, people complain about this or complain about that. Well, you can't satisfy 100% of the people. I learned that a long time ago. The thing is, you try to satisfy as many as you can. The vendors always say, well, I don't have this. I normally try not to put every vendor in the same place. I move them around so when people come, they don't realize they think, oh, this is pretty nice. They got a lot of new people here. And it's the same people. You just move them around a little bit. I mean, that's just a playing with the game there a little bit. Sometimes you don't want to move somebody like my pumpkin person. He has a 50 by 50 slot there. And very simply, I can't put him just any place on my. And it's the same thing with the petting zoo. You can't put somebody like that. Illinois Valley, when they come in with their painted, handmade wooden pumpkins and personalizing it and everything like that, it's just unbelievable.
Are you caught off guard with the Fall Festival and how popular that event is?
No, it's growing. Each year we grow. Because when we started, the first year we had more volunteers than the public there. And I laugh at it now, but that day, one day, and they were talking about going to 2 days too.
And that was probably the day you probably like, this isn't going to work.
But no, no, I didn't say that. I was just
you wanted, thought it probably didn't.
No,
you?
No, it was just the peon. Okay. Everything they had there, I cannot think of more than maybe a handful of people that still come back. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. I was just a peon, one of the workers there.
Okay.
And then everybody got tired of all the hard work that goes involved with the whole chamber work. And within the next 2 years, I was running the thing. Second, I kind of took it over. And the third year, I was running everything.
So when's world domination take over for you, Mickey?
My lovely wife, Emily, will love to see you in the back room later on.
And hand you the other pair of the boxing gloves.
I know your lovely wife because she was a teacher at the school district when I went to school.
She taught you probably. I met.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. You're one of the many that had. I, by the way, since I met her and married her 24 years ago, I met over 3,000 plus kids since the day number one we met. And it seems like and then day doesn't go by, this is one of my past third graders, or this is one of my past special ed kids. She had special ed there in the 40 years.
Right, right.
She had 36 years of it. She started out in the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is.
No, I was just going to add, when you look at the success of a program such as your Fall Festival, and a few years ago, you and I are both involved in the Crime Stoppers Board. They decided it'd be a good idea to set up fingerprinting of the kids, and that's been another good working part of the Fall Festival.
Yeah, they do so much there, and the Crime Stoppers do so much. They pay out so much money. I mean, on a good tip, they had some good tips here lately.
Oh, here
they had a nice little run this past couple.
This month of December has been probably one of the better months, I think.
Yeah.
Uncle Rafter would understand.
A little hard on the treasury, but we're glad to do it if it took some people off the street.
I don't even think of that like that. It deserves it because it helps. It shows the public that the Crime Stoppers project for over 20 years has worked in Macoupin and Montgomery County.
An important thing of it is, I think, not talking politics here, but with these tips, the local law authorities have been able to take some people off the streets and, with meth labs and various things. And this is always good for the communities.
Absolutely.
Well, with Macoupin County, Don Albright, and Montgomery County,
Jim Vozzi,
and Rick Robin.
Yeah.
You have to mention him because he's the point person on with him. They're very good. It's just that they have we have done so good of a job with their assistance. We give them the tips, and boy, they go to work with it.
I think you cut yourself short, though. You got to look at the local municipalities too. The police chiefs. You got B.J. Wilkinson in Litchfield. Gary Satterley in Hillsborough. I mean, everyone plays a part in this. It's just not a sheriff's thing or a state police thing.
No,
they all play a part in this.
Right, and it's like Kirk Kozak and Donnell and Jared Poplin's up at Gillespie. They're very simply them two are in there, and they're taking care of the little things that they have to take care of every day operation. When you get one of these things and everything like that, it's working good.
Let's talk a little bit 2013 summer concert series. I know you're booking bands and getting stuff lined up. Let's do a little preview of who do we have on the agenda for next year's summer concert series. Are you not even going to say?
No, that's not. I'm shaking my head because 2013 is a changeover year because every third year, and this is the ninth year we'll be doing it, we try to take the lowest attendance.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the bands who has that. We don't have no set numbers. We have a critique of 1 through 5 on about 7 different categories,
right.
And we grade each one, and then we watch them go. If they stay level or increase, especially with attendance, they're very safe. But if they level there, and the attendance starts dropping after the second or third, and going into the third year, And that hurts our concession stand. That's how we make our money, is the concession stand there, to pay for that. Plus our sponsors who sponsorship everything there.
So basically the bands that they're under review right now.
Well, they're under review all the time. But the thing is, we have them verbal commitment for most of them. And the thing is that any Tuesday in June or July, mm-hmm. from 7 to 8:30, 90 minutes, mm-hmm. 90 minutes, mm-hmm. that the band is playing up on that stage in the Bunnell City Park, mm-hmm. every Tuesday night, they're playing, and it's got 90 minutes good. We leave our sandwich board signs on the highway out there, and people come in 30, 45 minutes in it, and they saw the sign. They drive over to see what it meant. It just says, free concert tonight. That's mm-hmm. a sign. They put it out there. Bang.
And it is free, and it is 90 minutes of continuous. There's no intermissions or nothing. The band plays from the time they start at 7 till 8:30, continuous live music. And, and people are amazed. Well, they're doing this without charging anything for it. You know, it's amazing, and I hear a lot of people say that, that it's a free concert.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we have a lot of our businesses throw a little money in the pot to help sponsor it. And we advertise it enough. That's why we have to have both ways. And the concession stand just kind of, if I can make enough money in the concession stand every night just to pay the band, I'm tickled pink, because the advertising is done mostly by the businesses there. But every Tuesday night in June and July.
And Mick has showed his entrepreneurship by two, three years ago, they came up with the banana split thing. And,
and that worked. Split. Strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Well, I was close.
It won't be too long. it amazes me how much activity goes on in Bunnell and the Gillespie area throughout the year. And, I know for a fact the Fair and Festival tour begins in Bunnell and ends in Bunnell. I mean, that's just the way it's been, and it's the way it's going to be. It won't be too long. Italian American Days, we'll have the Sirocco Boys in here promoting the Italian American Days. Black Diamond Days will be here before you know it. I'm trying to warm things up. That's what I'm trying to do.
Are the Sirocco Boys still running loose? They haven't arrested them?
I've heard.
Well, I guess they're still going.
They're both retired. And he's retiring from the Cahokia Township, too. So he'd be just back to just doing his normal stuff that him and his family's going to do. But the other things, don't forget, every Tuesday night in June and July, Bunnell City Park. And now, one thing about it, the Fall Festival, mm-hmm. when that comes up, a lot of people always get confused on what date it is, because, the same calendar doesn't work that way.
Right.
But if you just remember the 4th, Saturday in September, mm-hmm. and that's all you have to remember.
I'll remember next year's 4th Saturday of September.
Yeah, you will.
That's all I'm going to say about that one.
Yeah, well,
we're still working on that.
Yeah, and as we've talked about all the things Tobin will go on in with the Cole County Chamber of Commerce. We look at the man sitting across from us today, and he's responsible for a lot of it.
Absolutely, and you know what? We're out of time.
Thank you, Uncle Ralph. That's the first good comment. That's the way to end the year of 2012. I'll say it that way.
I told him to be good.
Now, see, Mickey, how he's blushing.
Yeah. Mickey, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to our chats in the future. And, of course, you'll be back again next year as a regular on the Wednesday talk show. And that's going to do it for this week. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week.
See you next year.